I'll take your questions if you have them. He's working through it, but he had a full practice today, so he's on the road to recovery. How's that?
Is there anything to be said for Daniel just taking a step back and observing before he gets back in, if it comes to that he doesn't play?
I mean, sometimes that's part of the narrative when a young guy plays for a while and then, you know, for whatever reason he doesn't play and he comes back. I think anytime you observe, I think it's always best when you're playing, but in this case, he's forced to step back. So, you know, I think he's going to continue to learn.
Have you seen it help young quarterbacks
sit out? It's hard to say. I mean, there's, you know, I've had quarterbacks that have played the whole year, you know, and then they kind of realize what happened to them in the off season, you know, when they have a quiet moment. Everything's different. I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask coaches had a young quarterback play, then not play, then get back in. But, you know, they continue to learn all the time. Even though he's got, you know, a boot on his foot, he's in there preparing just like he would be if he was going to play. And so the learning doesn't stop just because you're not taking snaps.
Pat, Doug Peterson just told us he thinks having Eli on the field will jazz up the team. His term is jazz up.
Did he?
I think so.
I don't think
he can jazz. What does that mean, jazz up?
I don't know what jazz up means, but, you know, Eli's played a lot of years at a very high level, and we're super fortunate that he was able to help Daniel in the time that he played this year, and Eli will be ready to go.
What can Eli do? And this is not meant as a knock on Daniel, but what can Eli do for Saquon and the running game just with his experience, given that all of Saquon's best games are with Eli as the starting quarterback?
Well, all of Eli's, well, you know, most of his best games running the ball were last year, you know, and then a couple games this year before he got hurt. So, I mean, I that's just a function of that. What can he help do different than what Daniel can do with the run game? Not much, you know. I mean, but if you want to correlate it, that the best one when he was in there was this year is prior to being hurt. That's sort of the narrative.
In terms of like diagnosing defenses, where players are coming from, audibling checks.
No, Daniel's been good with the run checks all year.
Was Daniel, his ankle any better today?
Yeah, he's getting better. He's making improvements. And he's a fast healer from what I can tell.
Is there still a chance that he could play on Monday? Or
I don't know. I mean, as you get further and further toward Monday, if he's not out of practice, and you know, the chances are would be very slim.
Pat, I don't know if you'll tell us this or not, but with Daniel injured, I'm assuming he's not going to be allowed on the sideline. So, unlike in the past when he was on the sideline and be able to hear the calls and get in the little huddles with you Eli and whatnot, how's that going to be handled?
Yeah, well, I do make exceptions for injured players when they're quarterbacks because typically they help with the management of the game and helping the other quarterbacks, and they're very insightful. So I would anticipate that you'll see Daniel there. So that's part of it.
A level of optimism involved that Daniel could return this season? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You think he's definitely going to return this season?
I don't know that. We'll have to see. But I'm optimistic that he could.
Pat, you always talk about parallel tracks. And, you know, winning is one and developing is another. With Daniel not on the field, does that sort of stall the overall offensive development? You know, do you for the players who are going to be out there?
No, because Eli's an outstanding quarterback. So we're going to put in a guy that's going to be able to go out there and execute and help the guys around him play well. So I don't think that stalls anything. I think, and we've, you know, every week we tend to have a different set of skill players out there. So they'll just continue to do what they can to improve. And, you know, it's not lost on me is the fact that we've got to put a winning effort out there.
When you look at the Eagles this year, are they kind of a head-scratcher because they've been so up and down?
No, I mean, I think they're outstanding on defense. They've got really good skill players, and they've got a very veteran offensive line. I mean, I recognize a lot of the players from my days when I was there. And so I don't know what to think about that. When I watch him play, I know they're an outstanding football team.
When you play a team twice in 20 days or whatever it's going to be, does that change the way you go into the first game?
No, I think you approach the first game, you know, stand alone, you know, division rivalry and doing everything you can to win the game. And then when the game's over, you reassess and get ready to play them the next time. And certainly things change. You know, when you play a team twice in a year, you know, you tweak things.
You look at Wentz and the jump he made from year one to year two. In what ways is he kind of a good example of how that can be a big springboard here, that second year? What can he kind of, how did he kind of make a leap there that other guys can hope to do?
Well, I think that you always hope to see that, you know, and I think I would anticipate if you want to, you know, compare that to Daniel's going to make great improvements from year one to year two as well.